This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. Amen. Amen. Well, February is this love month. Everybody's talking about love. We're talking about Valentine. When we're not talking about the Super Bowl, we're talking about Valentine's Day. I want to tell people that, look, we're going to have a Super Sunday. You can come, you can get the Super Sunday, get super filled up, and then have your Super Bowl party. It's in the night anyways, right? Okay. But February is a month of love, so I'd like to talk about that because sometimes people get to acting funny and act crazy during Valentine's. Can I get an amen? People act. And some people, they're acting the way that they should be acting all year, and they just get it right on, you know. So I want to talk about love, and we can look. If we want to know what true love looks like, we can look at Jesus. We can look at what he did on the cross for us. And we can look at his love for us and how we love him back. And so I've entitled this month's series, My First Love. Will you say that with me? My First Love. My First Love. And so I want you to go with me to Revelation 2:4. If you will, and Jesus is addressing the church of Ephesus and the people of Ephesus because they were doing a lot of good things, but they were still missing something. You ever had a moment in your life when you felt like you were doing all the good things, but yet something was still missing? Something was still lacking. Something was left out of the equation. You were doing a lot of things, and you felt like you were doing all the things that you needed to do, but yet something was missing. And so let's go with Revelation 2:4. Jesus tells them what is missing. He says, "But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first." And wow, I have this one complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. You know, that's definitely something. That's definitely something that is a concern. If you're a believer, you'd be alarmed by that. I'm sure the Ephesians were like, whoa, what a strong correction. Even though he said all these good things about him in the beginning, then he says, I got one complaint. You're missing something. He said, you've lost your first love. Anybody remember when you first came to Christ and you had googly eyes for Jesus and you're down in the altar like, that's Jesus? Or you're in the back with tears streaming down. That's for all the men. You're in the back with the tears. It's just something in my eye. You lost your first love. And so what happened with the Ephesians? Did they get too busy? Did they get sidetracked? Did they lose focus? Did they pull away? How did they lose their first love? So let's read a little bit earlier. Revelation 2:2. Jesus says, I know all the things you do. I've seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. And you have examined the claims of those who say they're apostles but are not. You have discerned, you've discovered that they are liars. And you have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. So to the church of Ephesus, to the believers in Ephesus, he's telling them, you did a lot of good things. You're doing a lot of good things, and you're working hard. You're patiently enduring. You don't tolerate evil people. You've discerned who's not a true minister, and you didn't quit. But there's one thing. There's one thing that you've lost. So I want to just take this a piece at a time. Number one, I know all the good things that you've done. You know, so many times as Christians, we're doing a lot of stuff. We're doing a lot of things, but it's just a bunch of racket if we're not loving, if we're missing that component in our walk. 1 Corinthians 13 actually tells us, if I could speak with all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. As Christians, we can be doing a lot of good things. We can be, you know, checking off all the checklist of things that we see in the Bible, and we can actually look right on the outside. We look like we're doing all the things, but we can still be missing something. Good things alone aren't going to get you into heaven. Good things alone aren't going to keep you in the center of God's will for your life. You got to have this missing ingredient. It's not enough just to do good things. Look at somebody and tell them, it's not enough just to do good things. They were still missing something. Number two, I've seen all your hard work. Jesus said, not only are you doing good things, you're doing lots of good things. I can see that you're working hard. You're putting a lot of effort into what you're doing. And this, oftentimes, I'm sure this breaks God's heart, and I see it a lot as a pastor, people working hard. They're working hard to do the things of God, but they're still missing something. You know, I've seen people do incredible things for God. They're doing good works, and they're working hard, but then they still miss it in the love department. And it's like God saying, I see your hard work. It's admirable, but you're still missing something. Hard work alone is not going to get you into heaven. Hard work alone isn't good enough. Hard work alone is not going to keep you in the center of God's purpose and his plan for your life. There's still something more. Look at somebody say, there's still something more. Number three, he said, I've seen your patient endurance. You're doing great works. You're working hard and you're enduring. You've gone through some stuff. Anybody here gone through some stuff? You've gone through some valleys. He was saying the people of Ephesus, they had gone through difficulties, they'd gone through valleys, they had gone through great circumstances and still not quit. Stuff that other people would have thrown their hands up and cursed and walked out of church. Stuff that other people would have got up off their kitchen floor crying and just said, forget about it. Forget about faith. Forget about God. He said, you patiently endured. You went through difficult times and didn't walk away. And I commend you for that. Your durability of faith. You walk through some valleys, but there's still something that you're missing. You have amazing endurance, but you can still be missing something. You can be the champ of taking a hit and getting back up, of not giving up. But Jesus said, your endurance is not enough. So what does Jesus say? What does he say? How do we get it right? How do we get it back? Revelation 2:5 tells us. It says, look how far you've fallen. Man, if that isn't an indicator, doing good works, working hard, even enduring, if your heart isn't in the right place, he says, look how far you've fallen. Look how far you've fallen. On the outside, they look good. They look like they're doing the right thing. They're working hard. They're hustling. Church is clean. Church is sweet. Reaching out, doing this, doing that, doing the outreaches. But yet, Jesus says there's something missing. Look how far you've fallen. Here it is. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. Will you say that with me? Turn back to me. What a concept. Turn back to me. And I want you to remember that Jesus was talking to Christians. He wasn't talking to unsaved people. He was talking to people that were Christians, but they had drifted away from where they first were when they came to Christ. It's a heart thing. We can get turned in so many different directions in life. We can have this focus and we can have that focus. And Jesus says, return to me. Put your focus back on me. I'm the author and the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12 says. If you're looking at me, you can walk on the waves of life. There's miracles, there's open doors, there's the fullness of what God has for you. If you're focused on me. I love this concept of turning back to him and getting back to the basics. I know sometimes I can just be a fundamentalist in this. Like, I love making sure that I get back to the basics of faith. Paul said it this way. He said, you destroyed the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think a lot of times we destroy the simplicity of what it is when Jesus is saying, return. I see your good works. I see you over here. I see you hustling. I see you doing, you're working hard. You're sweating. There's a lot of motion. There's a lot of endurance. You're in a lot of fights. But he's saying, return. Return to me. I want to have a relationship with you. When I think about February, What would God have us think about in February? I think about our relationship with Him. How can we get back to the place that we were when we first came to Christ? And maybe you're saying, Pastor, I'm there. I live there. I stay there. And if you are, and it's true, and it's legit, great for you. I bless you. But I know that's not true for all of us. Some of us are like, yeah, you're right, Pastor. This thing got in the way, or I got pulled over here for a season, and that word's for me. I can see Jesus saying, come back to me. I love this concept as Christians. Sometimes we need to get back to the basics. We need to turn back to Him. There's times we just feel Jesus calling us to return. It's not just about works. I mean, of course, faith without works is dead. When we show that we're alive and we're rocking in God by the works connected with our faith, but works alone doesn't do it. Working hard doesn't even prove it. Having great endurance, being resilient with our faith, there's still something else. It's this love relationship that we have with Jesus. And when Mary came to Lazarus' house and he's sitting there and he's teaching, and Martha's in the kitchen, she's working, she's doing a lot of good things. She's working hard. And she's upset that Mary's sitting there at Jesus' feet. And she says to Jesus, Jesus, tell Mary to get in here and do these good things with me. I'm in here working hard. She needs to get in here working hard. And Jesus said, no, right now, you need to learn from what she's doing. She is building relationship. She's in here spending time with me. Let me tell you something. One of the biggest traps that we can fall into, whether you're just coming on Sunday or you're here several times during the week and you're serving and you're volunteer, is stuff getting in the way of your faith. That can be you if you're here just some. It can be here if you're here all the time. You're coming here multiple times. Sometimes we're the Martha. We're doing a lot of good things. We're the Ephesians. We're doing a lot of good things, but we're missing that relational component. And Jesus is saying, come back to me. Come back to me. First, I want to have relationship with you. And in the month of February, if we could focus, if we could go on a journey to say, let me just make sure that I'm where I need to be with Jesus, that relationship, because He is my first love. You know, heaven and earth will pass away, but let me tell you something, God's word, our relationship with God will remain. We say, the greatest thing that I could get back to is my relationship with Him. If I'm leading with love, and I'm leading with my relationship with God, it will lead me into doing the right things. It will lead me into working hard for the ministry and working hard for people and working hard for my family, amen, and providing for my family, having relationship with Jesus. But I have to have that at the center. Sometimes it gets out of place. Sometimes I get pulled over here and I have to, what Jesus is saying, return. Would you stand with me today? I want to pray. God, I thank you, Father, for each and every person that's here. You know what we need to hear. You know, God, what each and every person in this place, God, you're speaking something into their spirit right now. And I thank you, God, that some, God, they need a touch, God, in their heart. Some, they just need a reminder. Hey, return. Others, it's our heart has grown a little cold, and you're saying, come back to me. Let me get you warmed back up again. Let me help you get this relationship back where it needs to go. And I'm not saying that you're not saved. I'm not saying that you don't love the Lord. I'm just saying maybe that applies to you today. And you're saying, yeah, you're right, Pastor. I don't love Him exactly the way that I loved Him at first. There's been some stuff that's happened. There's been some things that pulled me here and pulled me there. And I need to just really reconnect with that. I need to reconnect with him today. I'm going to open the altar today because I really felt today that three things I wanted to pray for. And I wanted to be personal. I wanted to be something to lay hands, to bless people. And that is, number one, you say, I need to rediscover that love. I mean, he's in my life. Yeah, I'm doing good things. I'm trying to follow. But I need to return to my first love. And also, maybe you're saying, Pastor, I'm struggling right now with my finances. And I need prayer. I need breakthrough. I need overflow in my life. And maybe you're saying, Pastor, I've got some type of sickness in my body, and I need the overflow of the healing of Jesus Christ to come upon me. I want to open up the altar right now. And as they sing this song, I want you just, if that's you, just get down here for any three of those things. And I want our prayer team to come down here. We're just going to believe with you. We're going to put our faith with you, and God is going to do miracles. Overflow in me. Will you just declare that? Overflow in me. Overflow in me. Do a greater thing, yeah. Do a greater thing. Just stir up your faith as we sing this. Overflow in me, yeah. Overflow. We just bless all of those. Believe God is doing greater things. And this is not the end. God is going to do even greater things, and even greater things, and even greater things. You may be seated. We spoke at the beginning of the year, and I believe God is moving. There's some people that are going to get houses this year. There's some people that are believing for transportation. God's going to give you a car or a truck or whatever it is that you have need of. And don't just believe that God is going to give you what you need, because that's not what type of God we serve. God is going to give you more than what you need. Amen? So that you can be blessed to be a blessing. Amen? I don't just want a car and no gas. I want a good car and I want gas, that I have the overflow to do good things. Amen. Don't just want a small home. I want a big home that I can host some ministry things in. Amen. That I can be blessed to be a blessing. Because it's not just about me. It's not just about you. It's about being blessed to be a blessing. Turn to somebody and tell them that.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.